Hello, hello.
Welcome.
In case you forgot, this is our voices.
Taylor.
This is Amber. This is Waking Up the Witch. And it's been a long fucking time.
Yeah,
so we just wanted to let you know that we are coming back. Mm-hmm. And sorry for the disappearance without really any notice. Life happened.
I think we just do that.
Yeah, and that's okay. And hopefully it just gives you permission to disappear when you need to disappear and not have to tell anybody. Because
yeah,
we don't owe anybody anything, and neither do you.
And, but we do love you.
Thanks but we for do being here. Fucking love you guys. And we love doing this and are very excited to be coming back very,
We're
very
back
soon.
For a revolution.
Hell yeah.
I'm a tyrant. Is that a good thing?
Spicy.
Is that a good thing?
I mean, we gotta shake some shit up.
We are back. We think it's important to be having conversations, hard conversations. Shit's fucked up right now, and we're ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're ready to scream into these microphones.
Yeah.
You can turn it off, but we need this as our therapy. It might get a little unhinged around here.
I mean, we've been unhinged in the past sometimes, too, and sometimes that's what we got to do as human beings.
Yeah, I'm down.
Loosen those hinges and fly
off the rails.
Off the rails, yeah.
So I think we talked about, well, we've been talking to each other that we want to mm-hmm. do things a little bit different this season.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start off just with some rants and raves about just we're angry.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about it.
Yeah. I think we do try to create a lot of structure for ourselves in this podcast, and I think we're not always good at that, and so that's okay too. And we have thoughts and ideas of things we want to talk about, and people we want to talk with, and types of people we want to talk with. And yeah, we'll also just honor the flow of energy of what's happening, because literally every fucking day, every hour, there's something new that feels like a hot topic. So honoring that and honoring our feminine rage,
mm-hmm.
Because it's beautiful too.
Yep.
And we'll do our best to keep showing up. This is for us as well.
I would like, as far as guests go this season, to uplift people in the community that their voices are not always heard.
Yeah.
And so people of color, immigrants, people in the LGBTQ plus community. We're always uplifting women, and just people that need to be heard.
Yeah.
Veterans. We're trying to talk to all kinds of different people this season.
Yeah. And it may not always be witchy topics, but yeah, part of being a witch is feeling empowered, and so providing a platform for people to feel empowered in their stories, that is really
and
important to us,
to just humanize everyone.
Yeah.
I think when you hear someone's life story, you realize you have more in common with them than you don't.
Yep.
No matter who it is.
Absolutely.
So just kind of evening the playing field, knowing it's us against the rich and mm-hmm. the oligarchs and
mm-hmm.
the billionaires, and it's not us against each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we can create some peace and harmony and acceptance and love in this world through this creative project that yeah. we get to do.
And some change, even if it's just on a small
yeah
playing field.
Small ripples create big changes.
Mm-hmm.
So what small ripples can you do in your world and your community?
Please reach out to us if you feel like you have a story to be told. something you want to share, things that you've been through, mm-hmm. you know that we like to start from the very beginning mm-hmm. and hear all about where you're from, what your parents were like, what your childhood was like, how you ended up where you are.
Yeah. You can email us at wakingupthewitch@gmail.com or on Instagram at wakingupthewitch. Those are the best ways to get a hold of us. We want to hear from you. We want to definitely, we always are craving to chat with listeners on so many levels. So interact with us. We want to chat with you. We want to hear from you. And yeah.
So I think our first episode is already recorded.
Yeah.
We're just yelling a lot. It felt really good. Yeah. And we look forward to putting that out for you. And then after that, we want to talk about just kind of the astrological forecast of all the transits happening and what to kind of expect in the next 6 months, year,
yeah,
couple years
a lot,
from now. There's
a lot happening
on.
In 2025.
And it kind of makes things make a little bit more sense, I think.
Totally.
And, gives me a little bit of hope.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. We'll be looking back at when these planets or transits happened in the past and what occurred during those times, and just even doing the homework for that, looking back of like, okay, we are really like heading towards another revolution. Like, shit seems scary and wild and unpredictable.
Burn it down.
But we have to create change. And sometimes that's pulling the tower card and burning that building down so we can rebuild on a better solid foundation. So,
and I think it's, America's on like the center stage right now, but everywhere is having issues. And
there's so much
popping up. It's a global
awakening
and revolution, I think, that's happening.
Definitely.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. Excited to be on this journey with you, Taylor, and be on the journey with our listeners, and having a place to just kind of talk about this stuff and be real and authentic. And look, we don't know everything, and we're always learning every single day and always trying to do better ourselves. And we are not past versions of ourselves. We're always open to growing and being better and doing better.
Invite you to do the same.
It's hard. We
just
can't.
Because you sucked one day doesn't mean you have to suck the next day.
Exactly. Everyone
and I definitely
deserves
sucked
change.
Before. And you probably have too.
Yeah.
So
we've all done some things now that feel cringy in the 2025 lens. And but we always want to be better. We always want to do better.
Yeah. You're not canceled around here. We'll always allow you to grow.
Yeah.
Unless you're a pedophile. I think that's cancel.
That's fucked up.
No growth from here.
I don't know how you come back from that one.
But most other things, I think we can work through it with you.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking of a bunch of things that feel like I don't know if I could. But you know what? Everyone, I guess, deserves a second opportunity. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of working with what we were taught and what we were shown and what we grew up around, whether it's our environment or society as a whole or our parents or
it's grandparents. All brainwashing.
Yeah. And so we are of the generation of undoing a lot of those things and breaking generational curses and doing things differently. And you know what? Calling people out when it needs to be called out and taking that call out when we need to be called out and, you know, processing, internalizing, and doing better.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Bye. Anyways, we love you guys. We are so excited to
give us a week or two.
Yeah. A couple weeks. We just wanted to drop this so that, you know, we're still around. And this project has been on our mind nonstop for the past 8 months, even though we haven't been able to make time for it. And so we are so excited to launch season 4 and tell some new stories, share some new stories. Let's fucking go.
Let's go. We're back, bitches.
Bitches.
Love you.
Love you.